Did you really read all those books, or is it just to make an impression?
My sisters love those books. I really think you might like them. And I'm willing to be directed as well.
والكافي تهذيب استبصار من لا يحضره الفقير.
How much are you familiar with the books in the bookshelves of the Muslim libraries in the world?
You're listening to the program Bookshelf on RIB English Radio with Brother Hussein, a book lover and a student of Tarbiyat Mudarris University of Tehran.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. To all our brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You are listening to IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran, and this is Bookshelf. I'm Hussein, bringing you a book today. Are you looking for someone who can explain the teachings of Islam in the areas of belief, law, and morality in a simple language based on Quranic verses and the traditions? Well, if you are, you're lucky, because we have just the person for you today. Islam is built on several pillars, one of which is the prayer. There's a lot to talk about when it comes to prayers, but once we have the rulings about prayer over, then the question rises about the reason and philosophy of acts of worship such as prayer. Each audience has its own characteristics. You don't reason with children in the same way you reason with grown-ups. Even among grown-ups, you don't talk to the educated in the same way you talk to the uneducated. So, although many books and texts may exist on Salat, but they are not necessarily comprehensible to everyone. I was raised in Iran, and I, for one, am very familiar with an honorable figure in our country called Mohsen Qaraati. For many years, Sheikh Mohsen Qaraati's lessons that were also broadcasted on television were one of the most favorite shows. His lessons attracted many Muslims to the television screen in order to learn about Islam. His novel approach, which combines simple linguistics with a joke every now and then, and examples that everyone can relate to, made his lessons a unique experience for learning about Islam. His personal sincerity and his way of transmitting his knowledge sat beautifully in the minds of people of various classes and educational levels. His target audience wasn't scholars, but rather the masses, but even the scholars could benefit from his lessons too. Those classes have now been transcribed and published in several volumes, each dedicated to a subject. That person that I talked about earlier, someone who can explain the teachings of Islam in the areas of belief, law, and morality in a simple language based on Quranic verses and traditions, that person is called Mohsen Qaraati. We'll take a short break and we'll be back to introduce his book, inshallah. So stay tuned.
Aside your worldly cares, the heavy load of desire, yearn to seek His blessed face, spread your wings and fly.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran, and this is Bookshelf. Just before the program, I was explaining about how it's nice to know the reasons behind prayer and Salat in a simple language by a famous teacher who is well known for his novel ways of teaching. Today's book does just that. It's called The Radiance of the Secrets of Prayer. The author is Mohsen Qaraati. The publisher is Ahlul Bayt World Assembly, and the translator, Mansur Limba. The book is 173 pages. It talks about worship, prayer or salah, welcoming prayer, the intention, engaging in prayer, post-prayer supererogatory actions, congregational prayer, and other prayers. The author of this book is called Mr. Mohsen Qaraati. He's an Iranian cleric born in 1945. And in addition to his untiring mission to educate the masses with Islamic teachings, he was appointed as Imam Khomeini's representative at the Literacy Movement Organization in Iran in 1981. His father and grandfather, both of them, held Quran recitation and teaching sessions at their homes. And another interesting thing that I was reading about his grandfather was that he lived at the time of the former king, Reza Pahlavi, and he would put his Quran sessions even though it was illegal at the time. All right, we're going to read an excerpt of this book just after the break, so don't go anywhere.
Wake up from your sleeping, say Bismillah as you rise. Wake up from your dreaming, make wudu and rub your eyes. As the darkness turns into the dawn, pray Fajr to Allah. As the moon cracks into daylight, sing Hayya ala Salah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Ahad. La ilaha illallah, hayya ala salla.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Bookshelf. We were talking about Mohsen Qaraati's book, The Radiance of the Secrets of Prayer, which you can download on al-islam.org. I'm going to read you a short excerpt from the chapter, which is about worship or ibadah. Before embarking on the discussion of prayer, I shall deal with the meanings, philosophy, and dimensions of worship or ibadah and servitude as they are the spirits of prayer. Worship means the expression of abasement, the highest form of humility and homage before God. As to its importance, it is enough to state that worship is the purpose behind the creation of all beings and the mission of the prophets. God says, I did not create the jinn and humans except that they may worship me. The mission of all the prophets has been to invite the people to worship God. Certainly we raise an apostle in every nation to preach, worship Allah and keep away from the rebel. So the objective behind the creation of the universe and the mission of the prophets has been the worship of God. However, it's clear that God the Exalted is in no need of our worship. Yet Allah is independent of you. The benefit of worship returns to the worshippers themselves, as simply as the pupil's decision to study their lesson is to their own advantage and has no gain for the teacher. The following reasons persuade man to worship and serve God. The greatness of God. When man sees the greatness and magnificence of God, he unconsciously feels humble and weak before him. Just as a person who regards himself insignificant before a distinguished person and scholar also honors and respects him. 2. Feelings of dependence. Man's nature is such that he feels humble before someone upon whom he is dependent. Our very existence depends upon the will of God, and we need him all the time. This feeling of need and deficiency urges man to worship God, for only he is the ultimately perfect and independent. It is stated in some hadiths that if there were no death, poverty, and sickness, some people would never humble themselves before God. 3. Awareness of blessings. Man loves to possess and enjoy blessings. Remembering the abundant blessings of God can be the strongest motive for worshiping him. In the litanies of the infallible imams, the blessings of God, including those that are related to those prior to the birth of man, are initially mentioned, and in this way man shows his love to God, and then he humbly presents his requests. God also says, "Let them worship the Lord of this house, who has fed them and saved them from hunger and secured them from fear." In another verse, man is asked to worship God who created him. 4. Human nature. Worship is an instinctive and integral part of human nature. Being innate, man sometimes treads the correct path and worships God. When misled, he is drawn to the worship of the sun, stones, wood, the cow, money, spouses, and taghuts. The prophets have not come to instill the sense of worship in man. Rather, their mission is to guide this natural disposition in the right direction. Ali said, God thus sent down Muhammad in truth to stop his servants from idol worship and invite them to his worship.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
All All right, well, unfortunately, that's all the time I have, but you can see it's a book that really uses simple linguistics, very simple language, and explains the core of the beliefs. If you miss our programs, you don't have to worry. The book is called The Radiance of the Secrets of Prayer, and you can always download this show and all our previous shows from our website. Simply search IRIB English Radio and then Bookshelf. From me, the whole team here, until next week, and a lot of reading. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you.